Wow. Welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. What a worship service we've had so far. The music was so encouraging. It reminded us that everything good comes from God. Our Heavenly Father gives us all good things. And if we have a little faith, all we need is just a little faith, and He'll move those mountains. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness in the house to the goodness of God, to how good He is, how faithful He is? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be His holy name. Today I want to share about how we are to be living witnesses, reflecting Christ's light rather than fighting His battles. Acts 1:8 tells us, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Brothers and sisters, when Yeshua gave His final instructions to His disciples, He didn't call them to be His lawyers. He called them to be His witnesses. This distinction is more important today than ever before. Consider for a moment that a witness, what he does in contrast to an attorney, especially a defense attorney. A witness simply shares what they have seen, experienced, and know to be true. They tell their story. A defense attorney, on the other hand, argues, debates, and tries to prove others wrong. Yeshua called us to the former, not the latter. The Apostle Peter, who knew something about both witnessing and failing, tells us to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. That's in 1 Peter 3:15. Notice he says, to answer those who ask, and to do so gently, not to force our arguments upon others or tear down those who disagree. Too often in our modern Christian landscape, we've become more focused on winning arguments than winning hearts. We've forgotten that Yeshua never won a single person to the kingdom through debate. He won them through love, through healing, through meeting needs, and through living a life that made people hunger for what He had. Let's look at some practical ways we can be witnesses rather than defenders. There's a ministry of presence. When your coworker is going through a divorce, they don't need a theological discourse on marriage. They need someone to listen, to bring them a bill, to watch their kids while they meet with their lawyer. Your quiet presence in their pain will speak volumes, more than any argument about God's design for marriage. This is the power of the story. Instead of arguing about doctrine, share your story. Let me tell you what God did in my life is far more powerful than "let me tell you why you're wrong." When the blind man was questioned about Yeshua, he simply said, "One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see." In John 9:25. That testimony was unassailable. There's a witness of work. Paul tells us to work with our hands in 1 Thessalonians 4:11. So that our daily lives may win the respect of outsiders. When you show up early, stay late, help a colleague without being asked, or maintain integrity in difficult situations, you're being a witness. Your actions testify to the reality of Christ in your life. Consider this. When Yeshua encountered the Samaritan woman at the well, He didn't condemn her lifestyle or debate theology. although she tried to engage him in a denominational discussion or dispute. Instead, he offered her living water. And what did she do? She ran back to her village saying, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did." You can read about it in John 4:29. She was a witness, not a defender. This brings us to Yeshua's powerful words in Matthew 5:13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Notice something crucial here. Yeshua doesn't say, you should be salt and light, or try to become salt and light. He declares, you are salt and light. This is our identity, not our aspiration. And look carefully at how salt and light function. Neither works through argumentation or defense. Salt works through presence and contact. It doesn't argue with the food to change its flavor. It simply exists in close proximity. And through that presence, transformation occurs. Salt preserves, enhances, and influences, all without debate or confrontation. When's the last time you saw salt getting into an argument with soup about making it taste better? Similarly, light doesn't engage in philosophical debates with darkness. It simply shines. It doesn't denounce the darkness or write treatises about why darkness is wrong. It just is what it is. And by being what it is, darkness naturally recedes. This is our model for Christian witness. Like salt, we influence through presence, not pressure. We enhance what's good in our culture rather than just criticizing what's wrong. We create thirst for God by making His grace attractive. We preserve what's wholesome by quietly living out kingdom values. Like light, we illuminate paths for others through example, not argument. We warm hearts through love rather than winning minds through logic. We reveal truth by living it, not just speaking it. Actions speak louder than words, is what I always say. We provide clarity simply by being present in dark situations. Consider how this plays out in daily life. When a colleague is celebrating a promotion, salt and light don't preach. They celebrate genuinely, demonstrating godly joy. When a neighbor is moving, salt and light don't hand out tracts. They help carry boxes. When a family member is questioning their faith, salt and light don't quote apologetics textbooks. They love consistently and listen compassionately. When Yeshua called us salt and light, He was defining our fundamental identity as witnesses. Salt doesn't need to defend its saltiness. It just needs to be salt. Light doesn't need to prove its light. It just needs to shine. In the same way, we don't need to defend our faith. We need to live it so authentically that our very lives become evidence of God's transforming power. Let me say that again, because that's an important thing. In the same way, we do not need to defend our faith. We need to live it so authentically that our very lives become evidence of God's transforming power. Think about the early church. They didn't grow through winning arguments. They grew because pagans looked at their communities and said, "See how they love each other?" There was salt and light in their culture, preserving, flavoring, illuminating, and warming their world through lives well lived. The question isn't whether we're salt and light. Yeshua has already declared that we are. The question is whether we're allowing ourselves to be used as he intended. Are we making contact with the world around us, or are we sealed away in airtight Christian containers? Are we shining naturally, or are we so busy arguing about the nature of light that we've hidden our lamp under a basket of apologetics? For those who have become entangled in the web of apologetics that criticizes fellow believers, remember Paul's words in Romans 14:4. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To their own master, servants stand or fall. And Philippians 1:18. But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice. Yes, and I will continue to rejoice. The energy we spend criticizing other believers' interpretations could be better spent serving our communities and living out our own faith. The irony of those who claim sola scriptura while neglecting clear biblical commands about unity, love, and judging others reminds us of Yeshua's words about straining at a gnat while swallowing a camel in Matthew 23:24. We must be careful not to become so focused on defending our own personal interpretation of scripture that we fail to live out its clearest commands. Instead of crafting arguments, let's craft lives worth emulating. Instead of defending God, who really needs no defense, let's demonstrate his love. Let's be known for the way we love our neighbors, how we care for the poor, our joy in difficult circumstances, our peace in chaos, our forgiveness for those who wrong us, our generosity with our time and resources, our kindness to strangers. When we live this way, we become living epistles, known and read by everybody, as it says in 2 Corinthians 3:2. Our lives become the apologetic, and our witness becomes undeniable. When Yeshua called us salt and light, he was defining our fundamental identity as witnesses. Salt doesn't need to defend its saltiness. It just needs to be salt. Light doesn't need to prove its light. It just needs to shine. In the same way, we don't need to defend our faith. We need to live it so authentically that our very lives become evidence of God's transforming power. The world doesn't need more Christian lawyers arguing cases for God. It needs more Christian witnesses living lives that make the reality of God undeniable. As the saying goes, preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. And yes, sometimes words are necessary. Let me share a personal experience that illustrates this balance between being a witness and answering questions with gentleness and respect. I'm reminded of a time I led one of my customers to the Lord in my office. He had a question that no one seemed to have a good answer for. His question? Why did God allow Adam and Eve to sin? I gave him an answer. This time I used words, not words of defense, but a simple answer to his question. I listened and met his need. That need was an answer to a biblical question. Once I had met that need, he gave his life to Yeshua, and I saw God's hand come down and rest on his head. What I didn't do was flippantly claim that God is sovereign and can do whatever he wishes, or say, I didn't know. I explained by the leading of Holy Spirit why God chose to allow Adam and Eva, known as Eve today, to sin. I met his need for an answer in a way that made sense to him. The fact that I listened, validated his question, and gave an answer showed that I knew Yeshua. And then he was willing to accept Yeshua as well. This story illustrates perfectly what Peter meant when he wrote, "In your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander." Once again, that's 1 Peter 3:15-16. Let us commit today to lay down our arguments and pick up our crosses. Let's stop defending and start demonstrating. Let's be witnesses of the transforming power of Christ through lives well lived, love freely given, and hope consistently demonstrated. May our lives be such compelling evidence of God's reality that no defense is necessary. Amen? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, loving Abba, we come before you now with humble hearts, recognizing the times we've fallen short of your calling. Forgive us, Lord, for the moments when we've chosen argument over love, debate over demonstration, and criticism over compassion. We repent of the times we've hidden behind theological arguments instead of showing your heart to a hurting world. Forgive us for the times we've torn down our brothers and sisters in Christ with harsh words and judgment rather than building them up in love. We're sorry for the occasions when we've been more concerned with being right than being righteous, more focused on winning debates than winning hearts. Yeshua, thank you for showing us a better way. Thank you for demonstrating how to be salt and light in a world that desperately needs your flavor and your illumination. Help us to follow your example, to be present to the hurting, to listen to the questioning, to serve the needy, to love the unlovable. Holy Spirit, empower us afresh to be your witnesses. Give us wisdom to know when to speak and when to simply demonstrate your love through action. Help us to share our testimonies with gentleness and respect, and to live lives that make others hungry for the hope we have in Christ. Transform our hearts, Lord, so that our first response would be love rather than argument, service rather than sermon, presence rather than pressure. Make us living epistles of your grace, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. May our lives be such powerful testimonies of your love that words become secondary to our witness. And when words are necessary, may they be seasoned with grace, guided by your Spirit, and spoken in love. In the mighty and precious name of Yeshua, our perfect example. Amen. Well, I hope this message has been a blessing and encouraged you to be salt and light in your spheres of influence. As you live this week as witnesses rather than fence attorneys for your own personal understanding of Scripture, may there be shalom in your home.